This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back here. Sorry about the long break, but we got behind schedule because we were doing outstanding NFC East analysis between the Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and then the Commanders. Azeez Ojulari going from the Giants to the Eagles. We talked a little bit about all the Cowboy moves and as well the Commanders getting an A+, according to Jordan Tajani and CBS Sports for exactly, I put up the full quote on Twitter if you want to check it out, Twix, whatever, at WrestleMania 6-1. Before we get back to the calls, my guy Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10. I love this name, by the way. First of all, his subhandle is now the egg poacher. I don't know what that means, but whatever. I think that's a JP Finley thing, but I'm not sure. But he calls me the he calls me the Maple Leaf Messiah. Now, that might not be that funny to you on just the surface, but if you know me and if you know my proclivities, and you know Conti at Fat Poet 10, it made me laugh because he's the only one that can come up with, that I know of, that I regularly deal with, that can come up with these kind of creative little digs slash just subtle shots because he knows how much I love Canada. And hockey, and how down I am on certain things, maybe lots of things, in the world that we have to live in, okay? And so he said, "Dear Maple Leaf Messiah," about the NCAA tournament, "we've had seeding issue with the NCAA forever. We complain every year about who should get in, seeded where. Most of the time, we complain about the team that actually makes a decent run. The tournament's lore is the imperfection." And I understand, obviously, there is gripes and complaints and whatnot every year. I may have said that wrong. What I more meant was people don't complain enough, not about the actual but about the process, about the actual criteria. And it's a matter of, oh, North Carolina got in, West Virginia didn't get in, Indiana didn't get in. Oh, this, you know, Louisville seeded 8. What the hell is going on? Oh, the process being so, I call it random, I'll lower the temperature and say subjective, and everybody going, oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest tournament in the world. Let's just play ball and let's just, like, to me, I can't connect the dots as much as everyone else can. I just can't. It bothers me. And some years I look and I said, you know, my guy Bill Rowland tweeted me earlier today, and he's the voice of George Mason basketball. And they got, of course, ousted in the A-10 final on Sunday at Capital One Arena, right? And he was basically, you know, I said to Seth Davis, I think it was, in a tweet this morning about, you know, Seth Davis was going on about the committee and this, that, and the other thing. And I said, well, how about we just not allow teams that are 500 or less overall record, like St. Francis, who is playing tonight in one of the play-in games, doesn't deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. I'm sorry, doesn't. Okay? Just doesn't. And I know they won their postseason tournament. That's the problem. It just completely ruins the regular season. It makes it completely useless. And even with the tournament win, they're a game under 500. And Bill's point was, overall, that, hey, I'd rather St. Francis be in the tournament, and they are, than, say, a 6-12 SEC team. Okay. So I looked around and I said, all right. I agree that I don't want Oklahoma at 6-12 ultimately in, and least of all a 9 seed. I don't know how Oklahoma had a better seeding than Arkansas, who's a 10 seed. Again, random. Subjective. Doesn't make sense. But I would also tell you this. They're 6-12 in the conference. A conference that put in 14 teams or whatever it was. They're 20-13 overall. Right? So I just wanted to get that out of the way before I forgot that. Let's get back to the calls. We're going to also have you guys pick two games at random. Lou has been waiting on hold forever and a day. Lou, go right ahead. How are you? Lou,
what's up, Chris?
There he is. Okay, how are you?
Just want to say, yeah. I'm good, man. You good?
Yeah. Just trying to do the radio show.
As far as your takes, your monologue about, I don't know, your takes about NHL is better than March Madness is ridiculous.
Is that ridiculous?
You
got to
be joking me. It's like. Chris, if my team get bounced out, you think I'm going to watch the rest of the league? Like,
well, that's on you. That's on you, Lou. I mean, you're not a hockey fan. Like, you're a Caps fan.
Chris,
you're missing the greatest tournament, period. It is unfreaking real, the intensity for four rounds, seven games.
If you say so, okay. I just can't watch it. It's like I try, but it's just not fun. Like when Cavs got knocked out in 2009 by the Montreal Canadiens, by the number eight, number nine seed.
Yeah,
like,
number eight seed.
I mean. So, why would I want to watch them go?
Lou, when did you become the minister of fun?
Come on, Chris.
Come on, Lou. I'm asking you a straight-up question.
And then you try to hype or Lou Jouari, whatever this guy talking about, Philly just got better. Who is this guy?
Notice how Lou just completely glosses over that.
No, Chris, man. I heard Ian, man. This guy called the radio. He's Mr. Negative. He always called about when we lost three straight games this past season. He's like, yeah, they're not making the playoffs. Blah blah blah. Then you read, the people gave us an A+, which I thought we upgraded on our D line, our corners from Benjamin St. Juice to a guy who's Jonathan Jones. I mean. And Jeremy Chin, over.
Yeah, who you said sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we upgraded from a year ago, yet we still think that this guy going to come on the radio talking about, no, they didn't do enough.
I don't know who you're talking about. What guy came on the radio? Who are you talking about?
I-N-E-N. He's Mr. Negative.
I-N-N-Vienna.
He always called and
everybody's entitled to their opinion, Lou. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, you're entitled to be wrong, just like you are about the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right, right. But I'm just not. That's Chris. There's nothing like March Madness. Come on now. I watch every, like, if I had the time to watch every game, I would, man. Because it's fun to watch, like, the underdog beating the big team, big school. So, therefore, it makes it fun.
Right.
But hockey?
Right. It never happens in the NHL that an 8 seed upsets a 1, right? Never happens, right?
That's once in a long time, pretty much every
year, every other year. I mean, like Florida just did it to Boston 2 years ago and made a deep run. I mean, the Kings were an 8 seed in 2014 and won it all. I mean, you just mentioned in your call the Montreal Canadiens beat the 1 seed Washington Capitals.
It happens to every
whatever.
So
just
whatever,
because Dickinson beat Purdue, that makes the NCAA tournament great, so much greater than 4 rounds, best of seven of the best players in the world going at it and thumping each other and beating each other and going faster with no timeouts and no video replays and no challenges and none of that crap that you see in every college basketball and NBA game. Huh?
Come on, Chris.
You need toothpicks in your eyes at the end of these games. Go back and watch Wisconsin and Michigan in the Big Ten final on Sunday and tell me how many times you fall asleep in the last 2 minutes of that game. Took a half an hour.
I don't watch the regular season. I watch March Madness, man. I care about the underdog beating the big school.
All right, well, good.
That's what I care about.
I hope
it makes it fun.
I hope for you.
I'm going to give you my picks. I'm going to go with Grand Canyon over Maryland Terps because they suck. I hate the Terps because they just the same as the Wizards. They suck every year.
You guys are ruining my bracket. I mean, Paulie picking Norfolk State, Sabah picking Wofford, you're picking Grand Canyon.
Chris,
all right, I'll give it to you.
But
listen, real quickly, because I got to run. Memphis, Colorado State, 5-12, also in Seattle.
You know I'm going with the underdog, man. I like the underdog.
We figured that out.
You never know because it's 5-on-5. Who is that? Memphis? No, yeah. Memphis and Colorado State. Oh yeah, I'm going with the state, man.
With the state, of
yeah.
Course.
But other than that, man,
I'm going with the State Department too. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate you. God. What a weird call that is.
That was fun.
But I because I know Lou is eccentric. I like to poke the bear.
Mm.
So,
I think you got a little bit of that in you too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what this show is based on. If you're like, listen, there are other radio shows that give 30 seconds a call and there's no conversation and there's no dialogue back and forth. I'd rather take less calls and bust your balls more. Less. That should be the motto of the show. Less calls and bust your balls. Can we say that on the radio? I guess we can. Bust your basketballs. Ah! There you go. Less calls, bust your basketballs. That's the kind of radio we do around here. And we try not to take ourselves too damn seriously. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. There was a time in my life where I took myself way too seriously. Guys, like, when you got 1 foot in the ground, you just realize that it's just not worth it. What's up, Gary? How are you?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good.
Guy Lou, man, you need to give him less airtime, man.
Well, I knew that criticism was coming, but you understand why I gave him. I'm trying to allow him it's kind of like the philosophy of either you immediately get rid of somebody because they're out to lunch, or you let them hang, by a dangerously thin thread, and you just try and, again, poke the bear enough so that you make it entertaining and somewhat laughable. And I guarantee you he's going to call back tomorrow and wait on hold for an hour and a half and say, oh, you were taking shots at me. You and Gary and Upper Marlboro were taking shots at me. It's unfair. Or he'll call back today and be bitching to AMAC that we're taking shots at him.
Yeah, he's got diarrhea of the mouth, man. Well, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this A-plus that CBS gave to Washington's offseason, okay? I think that's way, way too generous, okay? If you go into an offseason where you just gave up 55 points in a championship game, and everybody and their brother knew that defense was something that you needed to focus in on, with $90 million in salary cap space, and you, 2 weeks ago, you tell the fan base that we didn't get one Pro Bowler, and we got a bunch of guys who are coming off their worst seasons. I'm talking about free agency now, not the trades. Free agency on defense. Not one Pro Bowler, and all of these guys except one is coming off their worst season in the NFL. Nobody would be happy with that. Nobody would be happy with that. And I don't think the fan base should be happy with this, because I don't think that they have upgraded their defense. Replacing St. Juste is not the reason why they lost to Philadelphia. Philadelphia didn't lose any of their weapons on offense. They got Mekhi Becton is the one guy that they lost. And that's a team you gave up 55 points to in the playoffs, and you gave up over, I think it was 500 yards in Northwest Field. They have not upgraded that defense to the extent that they can compete against that offense. And you're not going to have $90 million in cap space in the future to address these things. So while I think the offensive upgrades, there's no question, Laremy Tunsil's an upgrade. You know, he's a good player, but he too is coming off his worst season. So with $90 million in cap space and now very little draft capital going forward, I can't give them an A+.
Listen,
okay, maybe
so
a B?
I think it's a strong point, and I didn't weigh in personally yet, but I'm more in the B category, not the A+ category, along with you. And it's not because they haven't significantly addressed the defense, just. I do think the offense needed upgrade. I do think it absolutely needed change and bolstering and so on and so forth. But to your point on defense, they have not made significant, eye-popping, game-changing changes and improvement. Now, the one thing I will disagree with you on is just say this. Clearly, they were looking at, okay, our number one weakness is our run defense. We have to fix that. Not necessarily get a sexy, splashy name, but we have to fix that. And this was their adjusted plan, because I think their primary plan was Khalil Mack, and they struck out, and they didn't get a chance to strike on him because he signed back with the Chargers. So I think they're different. I don't know if they're better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that, and that's the reason why you can't give them an A+, because these guys are journeyman football players. There's no superstar there. They're average football players that they added to the defense.
Yeah.
And my point is, if you got $90 million in cap space and this is the best you can do, I find that to be a disappointment.
No, okay? I mean, that's a more than reasonable opinion. All right, real quickly, because I'm running out of time here, I want you to pick some games for me, okay? You ready? I'm going to give you two games at random. Number 4, Texas A&M. Number 13, Yale and Denver on Thursday.
Texas A&M.
All right. Let's keep you in that same bracket there. Let's do number 5 Michigan, number 2 we already did that game. Let's do Auburn and either St. Francis or Alabama State. I'll give you an easy one.
You got to go Auburn there. Right. Thank you for that layup.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you, as always. Good
right.
call. And listen, Gary's probably going to take on some heat. He's not wrong. They're not an A+ offseason, period. I mean, there's an aggressive plan. Yes, this is how you should operate in some ways. And it's not just so that they didn't get Trey Hendrickson, but they didn't get Khalil Mack, okay, maybe not their fault. They didn't go out and get Joey Bosa, okay. He's injured a lot. They haven't gotten Za'Darius Smith yet. I don't know why. They don't like him as much as I like him. They let Jonathan Allen go, which, you know, some people just dismiss as no big deal. I think that's a bigger deal than some people think. They didn't get Josh Sweat. They didn't get Milton Williams. They didn't get a lot of people, quite honestly. Now, it's not just about the names that you get. But, I mean, at some point, and I'm just going to be fair, like at some point, Dietrich Wise can't be asked to play 750 snaps. The kid they got from Chicago, whose name I can't ever remember. I have to look it up during the break. Can't be asked to, oh, like he's going to get you 10 sacks. Martin. Yeah, I think his last name is Martin. Jacob Martin. He's not going to be able to get you 10 sacks. And if he does, my goodness, your mind will blow. So, yeah, I think to some degree they have been conservative, if not to a large degree, certainly on defense. And I thought they were a little reckless with Javon Kinlaw. Unless Javon Kinlaw is way different than any Javon Kinlaw anybody ever has seen. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue to roll along. Chris in Damascus will be up next. Little, Jonesy, we'll get to them all right here before Dumb Dumb of the Day as well on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us as we approach the bottom of the hour, final hour of power right here on a Tuesday afternoon. Let's get a couple of, at least one more call in. We do have a little breaking news. I've never heard of this guy, but the Commanders, according to Ben Standig, Nikki Jabala, and I'm sure others, have signed tackle Foster Sarell. S-A-R-E-L-L. I have no idea who that is. No clue. Sorry. I'll look it up. Don't know. And I pride myself on being honest. All right, let's get back to the calls. Chris is in Damascus. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hello. I got to compliment you again. Your interview, I heard with Jim Bowden, that was good. And Charlie was good.
Thank you, sir.
You're much better than I mean, you're a professional interviewer. You asked all the right questions. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Well,
I really
appreciate
the baseball coverage on both channels. I appreciate the station for the – it seems like there's more of it. And the, my preseason coverage is been great.
No, you're too kind. Listen, like here's the thing. I can't get excited about everything. I can't love everything. I have to be critical of things that are in my mind need criticism. But the Nationals, no, I think you can talk about them in an excitable yet also fair and balanced way. And my thought is, listen, maybe next year there'll be more excitement based on what happens this year, based on the young guys taking meteoric jumps. But if you're not in on the Nationals, not that you can never get in, but now's the time to get in. Now's the time to get
aboard. I've been aboard.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are.
And before I forget, I got a comp for James Wood. Mm-hmm. Dave Parker.
Ooh. Help remind me. I know Parker had prodigious power. Did he have the I'm trying to remember because it's been so long. Did he have the kind of speed that James has?
I would say not quite, but he wasn't a slowpoke.
Okay.
Because the other guy I was going to mention was Reggie Jackson, but he doesn't have the size. Yeah. But I remember I was thinking maybe the size, the height. I think he was like 6'4".
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Dave Parker was a big boy. Yeah. I just wasn't sure if I was remembering, you know, that he was some sort of. Not that James is a speed demon, but you know what you know what we're talking about. I mean, James can run, and he can gobble up space because he's 6'6".
Yeah, Dave, when he got going, could get going, and Dave could throw from the outfield. He was a decent outfielder, and and I don't know about his opposite field power. Like other guy was Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Reggie could hit him everywhere.
You know the comp that I heard from a base running perspective? I think you'll find this interesting. Was a right-handed hitter and a Hall of Famer. Any immediate guess?
What era? Give me a decade.
Well, 70s and 80s.
I'll
answer it for you. Okay. I'll answer. Okay. Dave was his first name.
Winfield.
There you go. Remember Dave Winfield was 6'6", had the long stride, right? Now, right-handed hitter as opposed to James Wood, left-hand. But the point being is same type of body, long strides, good base runner.
Yep. I like that from the right side. I was thinking lefty, and I was just that Parker Winfield. Yeah, same errors. That's good. I like that one too. And you seem to have a little more knowledge about baseball than I anticipated because I had an all defensive team. But I'll get to you there another day. I want to let other callers get in.
We'll be talking lots of baseball
More than I thought. And don't forget to get back to Dr. Sabah because that invitation to the game, I know it might be difficult, but either way, that was very sweet of her.
Yes, that was very kind of her. Real quickly, before you leave us, Thursday, 1:30, Wisconsin, the 3 seed, Montana, the 14 seed. Who you got?
Wisconsin.
All right, Wisconsin for Chris. And then one last one. Let's give you... Illinois, the 6 seed, against Texas or Xavier, the winner of the play-in game tomorrow night.
Ooh, okay.
That's on Friday.
Xavier is playing who?
Xavier and Texas are playing tomorrow night for the right to play Texas, Illinois, the 6 seed.
I guess I'll have to go with Illinois. If Xavier made it, that would be interesting, but I don't. Texas is starting. I would go with Illinois. We'll go with Illinois.
It's okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Always appreciate the nice words. Yeah, we've had a bunch of Nationals guests over the last week and a half, I guess. And we'll do plenty more. Some guys are made available, some guys aren't. So, I got to deal with kind of the ups and downs and some of the things logistically that I've got to deal with to get people on the show, to get the right people on the show. But thanks very much to Charlie Slows. If you missed that, hit the podcast after the show at the Team 980 on the Odyssey app or at the team980.com. Go back to 2 o'clock. And we had a nice 20-minute conversation with Charlie. And by the way, as we've been telling you, the Nationals and the Astros tonight, right here on the Team 980. All right, let's do it. I found out a little bit more about the new offensive tackle. Let's go with the trending alert. All right. Foster Sorrell is in the fold. 322 pounds. Born in Tacoma, Washington. Last of the Los Angeles Chargers. Played his college ball at Stanford. Again, unselected, undrafted free agent. Has bounced around with the Ravens, the Chargers, and now with the Commanders, according to Nikki Javala, Ben Standig, and others on the reporting. Meanwhile, the Commanders did make it official with, as we mentioned earlier, Nick Ballor as he signed his contract, and also Jacob Martin, who we were just talking about, meeting with the media earlier this hour via Zoom. All right. Elsewhere in the NFL, Azeez Ojulari is going from the New York Giants to the Philadelphia Eagles. That worked out well for the Giants the last time something like that happened. Actually, a couple of others have joined him along the way. Matt Milano of the Buffalo Bills, key to their defense, reworking his contract and taking a pay cut. Back to the Eagles for a sec. Brandon Graham officially retiring after 15 seasons. And more Eagles news just in. Lane Johnson has reworked his deal and a lucrative extension, adding 1 year at about $25 million to the deal. And now lasting under contract through the 2027 season. We mentioned Charlie and Dave on the call tonight. Nationals, Astros, 6 o'clock right after Craig Hoffman. The Caps and the Grade 8 and the Chase. 8 to go. At Capital One Arena against the Detroit Red Wings. You can hear that at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending. All right, good to have you with us. We wind things down. Last 18 minutes or so of the radio program here on a Tuesday. Let's get right back to it on the phones before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. Let's get to here we go. Brad in Maryland on the Team 980. What up, Brad? How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the buzz.
Good, good. Hey, so real quick, on the A-plus grade, I would say unless Kinlaw does something that he's never done in his career, that pick alone drops him down a full letter grade, maybe to a C range, in my opinion.
Wow.
If he doesn't do – that might make one of the worst free agent signings in the offseason if that doesn't go the way they think.
Well,
okay?
let me stop you there, and then I'll give you a chance to respond. So let's talk this out, though, because I would say this. I hated the contract. Okay, let's start there. It sounds like you did as well. I didn't mind so much the player, especially if they're going to use him a little bit differently, as much as the contract. Can I sort of be okay with the player, even though he's been a major disappointment, but hate the contract and agree with you all in the same shot?
Yeah, to me, free agency, in my opinion, always is about the contract and not always about the player.
That's fair.
That's my opinion. I mean, I don't mind the player ever in free agency if you give him the right contract, but what they paid him was for somebody he's never been. So they're paying for hope.
That's fair.
Right?
More than fair.
And that, to me, for a team that has 27 holes to fill, is hope is a bit much. But saying that, the $90 million contract dollars in free agency, you know, what they had, in my opinion, just wasn't a $90 million cap space free agency. The class, in my opinion, was weak. It wasn't a great free agency class. So when you have 27 holes to fill, it's really hard to get top-notch guys in a lot of positions because you have all these holes to fill and there just wasn't a lot of top in free agency guys out there, in my opinion. So that's why they addressed it through a trade, right? That's why they did some of it to address it in other ways. And I'm not letting them off the hook for their free agency. It was bad and it's not good. And I don't believe the defense is better. Mm-hmm. And I don't think draft picks are going to put them over the top. They're rookies. But I feel like to an extent they had to do what they had to do with the amount of people they had to sign with a relatively bad free agency draft. I mean, I just don't feel like there were a lot of great players out there to sign with what they had to do with the amount of money they had.
It was a watered-down class. Tough. There is no doubt about that.
I think potentially
they did improve at safety, potentially, based on what I've seen out of Will Harris in terms of his coverage.
I agree.
If you just go Will Harris for Jeremy Chinn.
Well, would you agree that Chinn in that system, knowing the system, already being a part of it,
yes,
would have been
fair.
Just an easier transition.
Very,
like, that's kind of one of the things I question a little bit.
Very
but
fair.
Will Harris, I think, will be fine. But I don't see, and you don't see, I don't think anybody sees, oh, well, this defense is going to be top 15 next year. Okay, I still feel like it's going to be Jaden's team to win these games, and it's going to be the same kind of defense, but I kind of feel like that's where they are.
Very fair.
Like
Brad, before I let you go, can you pick some games for me here at random? Ready?
Absolutely.
All right, in Cleveland, Friday, number 7 Marquette, number 10 New Mexico.
I don't trust Marquette. I'm going to go New Mexico.
All right, New Mexico, and give you an easy one, or what should be an easy one, number 2 Michigan State, and Bryant, number 15. In Cleveland.
I got Michigan State. I got Michigan State in the Final Four. So, yeah, Michigan State.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Good call.
All right, bro.
Good to hear
from
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's get to Jonesy. What's up, Jonesy?
Hey, Rooster, Rooster. What's happening, man?
How are you, baby?
I'm doing A-OK. Hey, listen, man. I just wanted to talk about this thing, man. I hear a lot of complaining about, you know, as far as what we have on defense. And, hey, look, we don't know what these guys are going to be. You got to look at it from another perspective. Also, this is the second year for some of these guys. So they're not going to be coming on the field thinking, man. They're going to be coming on the field knowing the playbook a little more better. And you know, I'm going to watch the cohesion take place there before our eyes. We got to, almost one daggone game, you know, close to the Super Bowl. So I trust in what these guys are doing. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn knows what he wants. Adam Peters knows what he's doing as far as taking the groceries. We didn't know what Frankie Rubio was until we started jumping on the field. Like I said, you know, kids in the neighborhood call the dude Screw Lou Cruz. And, it, I mean, looking at them plays now back in revisionist history when I get a chance, yeah, he played like a madman out there on the field and wasn't that bad. So I'm going to leave that alone, and I'm going to just let them, you know, put this thing together. I mean, I hear about, you know, large contracts or even on Kinlaw. I mean, he might be in a change of place for the character. I don't like the contract either, but I'm hoping we get, you know, the bang for the buck as far as he goes, as you would normally say. So I'm just waiting to see how they put it all together. That's all. I mean, they're not playing now. This is the off season. Let them do what they do, and let's see how it all put together.
All right, Jonesy, here's one thing that I would just counter. Like, you mentioned Luvu. I think when Luvu signed, everybody, even though he wasn't a household name, everybody was pretty excited about him. And everybody thought pretty good contract. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit strong, but I thought pretty good contract at the time. As far as Kinlaw goes, you know, a lot of people know Kinlaw, and that's coloring the opinion. Fair or foul, it is. Hopefully, he is just a late bloomer. Hopefully, Adam Peters truly knows more about him than what he has shown on tape or on TV or based on expectations. Real quickly, let me give you a couple of games. Number 8, Connecticut. Number 9, Oklahoma. Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday night.
Give me Connecticut.
UConn, okay. Let me give you number 6, Mississippi, against either the winner of North Carolina or San Diego State tonight. On Thursday. Friday, sorry.
Okay, I don't like either one of those there, but okay. I'm going to go North Carolina State.
You're going to go North Carolina, San Diego State?
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go one more here and wrap it up with Little. Little, you picked games yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I picked them, Rooster. But let me shout out to A-Mac. Shout out to my man. Lou, hockey man, Rooster.
Lou is not a hockey man. Lou is a Caps fan. He's not a hockey man. He crapped all over the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Lou know the Caps. Yeah, he knows the local
team.
He's
like 90% of Caps fans. As soon as the team is eliminated, they have, including most of our staff, as soon as the Caps are eliminated, it's hockey into hibernation. They're afraid.
Yeah,
they're afraid of hockey.
100% right about Iron. I've been listening to a lot of these calls. Iron said we're going to be 7-10 last year. He always called Kevin's show that negativity, Iron, and that whining voice of his. Oh, Kevin, I really don't think. Man, look, man, these players coming in here, man, with a resume on their back. Now, I said this last week, Rooster.
I love when callers
like
bust each other's
new
chops.
Job. And look, I played with Kinlaw, come out of McKinley Tech. That boy, his brother was like that. So Kinlaw already knew he got his family in the house.
Yeah, but that means something, but it's not a guarantee. It didn't mean anything for Chase Young. No, it didn't mean anything, unfortunately, for Dwayne Haskins.
Guess what, though, what it means? His bad player, everybody knows. It's a football city, Bruce.
That's fair.
We're going to know if you're lacking or if you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. And guess what? We got competent coaches that's going to put him in the right position. Ron Turner might have tried to have him on the special teams. Ron Turner might have put him on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not
Scott,
Ron Turner.
Scott Turner.
Not Scott Turner. I'm talking about Ron Rivera.
Oh, Ron Rivera.
He might have had him playing on the offensive line. But look, all I know is we got 655 pounds heavier on the defensive line, man. And them boys coming in here. And look, guess what? Harris and Joe, they will lay the wood on you. And guess what? Both on 4-3 speed. We got Quick on the backside. Are these callers football adamant? Do they know the game? Do they realize what we did far wise moving, you know, with the beef on the line? And we just brought this boy in, he's 300 plus pounds down. Man, a lot
right,
of these
but,
callers,
but,
man.
But
don't
one thing
realize.
I would say, Little, just I'll, I know you're I'll more play safe. I know you're more positive. Just because you're 300 pounds doesn't mean you can play.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no, Roots, it's hard to move. It's hard to move.
No, I understand that. I mean, they beat up the run defense. Doesn't mean that it's a guarantee that it's going to work.
Play.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you're 300-something pounds and you ain't playing, guess what? It's going to show.
Okay.
Adam Peters ball, man.
I hope so.
I give us an A until the boys hit the field.
Little,
and
pick,
guess who's smiling?
Little, I'm gonna real quickly. I'm gonna give you another easy game, okay? Just for you, because I like
it. Go ahead.
St. John's in Omaha, 215 in Providence.
St. John, and look, I like Rick Pitino's son to come replace Willis. Willis can't coach, man.
All right.
I'm mad at Kevin.
I know you love Richard
Pitino. What do you think about that last play? What do you think about putting a big man up there and take a charge?
You can't win 26 games in a year and say the coach can't coach.
No, man. The players won the thing. He don't call no pick and pops or nothing.
I'm going to give you another easy one. Houston, the one seed. Houston and SIU Edwardsville, another household name.
Houston.
All right, Houston. There you go. Thank
Houston, you. No question. Look, I got Florida winning it all, man.
There you go.
Hey, look, God bless y'all. Stay
Thank
up.
You, Little.
The legend. That's my man. Where Doc Walker at, man?
I don't know.
Where the legend at? That's my man.
They're keeping him in a cage. I have no idea. Where is Doc at? I don't know. I mean, he didn't check in with me. I mean, you know, they tell me who I get to work with and who I don't, you know? I mean, I just do the show, you know? AMAC shows up here on Tuesday and Thursday. I do the show with him. Mad Max shows up on Monday and Wednesday and sometimes on Friday. I do the show with him. Doc shows up occasionally. Linnell shows up occasionally. I do the show with them.
You sounded so excited to work with all of us.
I love all you guys.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm easily adaptable, but I don't know where Doc is. I mean, I don't track. You know, it's not like I have him on my GPS tracker.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
Weather's breaking. Maybe he's somewhere nice.
Yeah.
On a beach. Somewhere.
I mean, Doc's probably, if I know Doc, he's probably making a speech of some sort. You know, doing a speech for a nice speech fee. You know? I mean, Doc is powerful. You know, he's too busy to hang out with us during the offseason.
I don't think I've ever heard his take, but what do you think he'd think about the Commanders' offseason?
If I had to guess based on working with Doc, the first thing he would say is none of it matters. It's unimportant, but if I had to guess, based on his proclivities, he would love Tunsil, and he would love the beef on the defensive line. Eddie Goldman, Javon Kinlaw, Jacob Martin, Dietrich Wise. I think he would probably like that. All right, we got to take a timeout. Gold lace toilets. Yes, in the news. Dumb dumb of the day. London, hello, next. All right, we promise AMAC is not a contender for dumb dumb of the day, but he did just pick some games for us in our people's bracket. Totally at random, he got Mississippi State, the 8-9 over Baylor. He's got St. Mary's, the 7-10 over Vanderbilt. And he also picked, I gave him three games just because I like him, Iowa State over Trey Linscomb, the 3-14. There you go. There you have it. Dumb Dumb of the Day brings us to London, courtesy of the Associated Press. A thief swiped a golden toilet from an English palace and was convicted for it yesterday, along with an accomplice who helped cash in on the 18-carat gold lace toilet and a work of art for nearly £5 million, which is more than $6 million. Michael Jones at the Blenheim Palace, the British wartime Winston Churchill-led palace, stole the gold toilet in 2019 with at least two other men armed with sledgehammers and crowbars. They smashed a window. They pried the toilet from the plumbing in 5 minutes, leaving a damaged flood in their wake as they escaped in stolen vehicles. And they finally got arrested for it and got convicted of it yesterday. Convicted of burglary was the 39-year-old. The planner of the attack, James Sheen, a 40-year-old who had previously pleaded guilty to burglary, guilty of conspiracy and transferring criminal property as well. Guys, this just in. Don't steal any gold lace toilets, especially ones from a well-known, famous historical palace. I find something else to steal. All right, Craig Hoffman up next. Thanks to Charlie Slows. You'll hear Charlie and Dave 6 o'clock right after an abridged version of The Hoffman Show. See you tomorrow at 1. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you guys on the phones. Adios.